I didn't have any money. I couldn't go out and buy any. None of my friends had any. I remember asking so many girls, and none of them had any. And it was so scary. It was so nerve-wracking. And that was just for 6 hours of school. I can't even imagine how difficult it must be to not be able to go home and, quickly change and have an unlimited supply of period products. I've made a documentary to raise awareness about the issue. I've spoken to a few women who have experienced period poverty. One of them experienced it during university, so their student loan couldn't cover their cost of living, and even with a full-time job, the girl I spoke to, she still couldn't afford sanitary products, so she said that she had to use tissues and make makeshift tampons. I also went up to Scotland to speak to some women who were involved in a food bank initiative and a government initiative to stop period poverty, and as well as working on it, they'd also experienced period poverty. So they would always have to choose whether they should get the sanitary products or their daughters, and they would always pick their daughters, and they would have to monitor what type of clothes they were wearing, have to monitor how long they were at the house for, because the only thing they could rely on was tissue paper. And they told me it was exhausting and so nerve-wracking, and it's just an awful situation to be in. I've also spoken to a lot of campaigners. One of the main ones is Amika George, and she's campaigning for the government to give all girls on free school meals free sanitary products. And I really think that's probably the best thing that needs to be done. There's a lot of charities at the moment who are trying to help stop period poverty, but I think really for women, there's 1 in 10 women who experience period poverty every month, and I think it needs to be a top-down government-led initiative for it to really be resolved.